There are lots of conflicts in any long-term relationship, especially if somebody brings exotic flora and fauna into the kitchen, as commentator Wendy Holtkamp's husband sometimes does.
I should have worried on the first night we met when he said he liked me because of the dirt under my fingernails. He thought I was a real earthy girl. I worked at a nursery, and dirty fingernails were the result of planting petunias. But I was too enthralled with his chiseled muscles and those gorgeous blue eyes to notice his strange interests. I would soon discover that he was more like Mowgli the Jungle Boy than Brad Pitt. Me Mowgli Jungle Boy, me eat fruit of the earth. He didn't actually say that, but he may as well have. He'd supped on nearly every wild creature found in these southern parts. Possum, soft-shell turtle, squirrel, deer, wild turkey, duck. Always wanted to try me an armadillo, he often says. I was never certain what aboriginal delicacy he'd introduce next. We dined on pan-fried puffball fungi, sipped pine needle tea, and sampled soft-shell turtle eggs. Once we got married and procreated, like the chimps of Gombe, he passed on his unusual behavioral traits to our children. One afternoon, I returned home to a scene straight out of Survivor. Mowgli Sr. had a bowl full of pine nuts. Our two children eagerly peered inside. Mmm, try some, he said, as he popped a handful into his mouth. I noticed some were wiggling. Gross, I cried. What are they? Carpenter ant larvae, he replied. Oh, lovely, you're feeding maggots to our children. Our young ones are far braver than I. Our daughter slowly lowered one onto her tongue. She chewed delicately. Then, like any normal person, spit it onto the floor. Our son, in fine imitation of his father, grabbed a whole handful and chewed vigorously. Mmm, it would go good with rabbit grass. He slipped outside to gather some. So I suppose you have researched whether or not these are poisonous, I asked Jungle Boy Sr. Ant eggs aren't poisonous, he guffawed. They're a delicacy. Just like German rattlebox beans, I suppose. A few months back, he'd boiled up some unusual beans for dinner, claiming, legumes are never poisonous. I wasn't convinced. My handy guidebook, Trees and Shrubs of Texas, confirmed my lurking suspicion. May poison livestock. The beans were tossed in the waste bin. Alas, it was too late with the ant eggs, but nobody regurgitated ant maggots that night. So it is, married to Mowgli with children. As the years have passed, I've learned to wrinkle my brow and say in a perturbed voice, disgusting. But secretly, I think it's hilarious. My girlfriends think they have it bad when their husbands won't cook. I mollify their concern with stories of my Jungle Boy husband who does cook.
Wendy Holtkamp is a doctoral student in zoology at Texas A&M University.